everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of English Turks, where I review your favorite Turkish series with and without English subtitles. And today, I wanted to just catch up with you guys and talk about Adim Fada, which is coming back, so you know your girl's coming back. And I am going to be doing reviews, hopefully, as often as every weekly episode is uploaded. The fragments have come out, and that's super exciting. I got to see the first fragment and the second fragment, and it just seems like, okay, so I read a synopsis as well, and I'm just going to kind of dive through that with you guys, and you let me know what your thoughts are in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, then definitely you'll see some visuals, so you can comment below. If you're listening to it on Spotify or Apple Music or any of those podcast channels, then definitely keep in touch as best as possible. Okay, let's get into this. So we have Fada, who is being shown in the fragment. She's in this bathhouse. They're taking her a bath. Now, we know, like, towards the end of the first season, she was actually approached by Kerim Shah's real dad, and I guess she was kidnapped. I can't fully remember all the details, but I think she was like taken. Kerim Shah was taken, and so they are basically, I guess, with him. And I read on a synopsis, Tahir is basically imprisoned because Mehmet fell into a coma in the synopsis that I've read, or the plot that they're putting out there. And so when he's finally freed and he's looking for Fada, he finds her in a completely different state. Now, it seems like Fada is, like, this season is going to be a whole lot more, how should I say, richer, or more like, it's going to be more on the high class, high society part of things. Whereas before, you know, she's just a single mom struggling to make ends meet. Now, because of this whole connection between Kerim Shah and his real dad, like, she's forced into this different world of luxury besides Tahir's world of luxury. Like, in the first season, it was really just Tahir and his family that were the rich people, and everybody else was basically pushing to get, you know, pushing along their money trail. But with this new season, it seems like, you know, now both sides are from wealthy backgrounds, and, you know, Fada is going to be caught in the middle, and it's going to be just a whole new playing field, right? And so 9 times out of 10, it just seems like Fada is trying to be near Kerim Shah's real dad, because Kerim Shah's real dad has now taken Kerim Shah. And so, of course, you know, Kerim Shah's always wanted to be with his father. And even though he loves to hear, I'm sure he's going to gravitate towards his biological father. And so that forces Fada to have to be near him, and being that Tahir is not around to kind of, you know, push things into his favor, it's going to be hard for Fada to fight for her rights. Because remember, that was always her fear. Her fear was always that the reason why she was in hiding was because she didn't want Kerim Shah's father to know about Kerim Shah's existence, but also didn't want, because she knew that, you know, he would try to take Kerim Shah away from her, and he's obviously abusive in some way. So I'm sure he's going to threaten her with Kerim Shah, and she's going to go along with it, go along with whatever his wishes are, just to make sure that she can remain in her son's life. So this new season is probably really going to be centered around Tahir trying to get his family back, Fada trying to protect her son, and Kerim Shah's dad being the new villain. Now, I did see that the person, the actor playing Mehmet, he was also in another series because I saw him walking the red carpet for another series. So I'm not sure how involved he's going to be in this new season. So I'm super excited about this new season and what it is going to bring in store. It looks like Kerim Shah is going to get the surgery that he needs. Because it seems like he's like with his father, without it doesn't look like he was like in a locked room in one of the fragments. So it's gonna be interesting to see how his dad becomes the new villain. I'm gonna have to learn a bunch of names again, which will also be interesting. And we'll just see where, like, if all the side stories are gonna continue to flow, if the side stories are gonna even matter. 'Cause I think it's either, I just know that there are a few people that are leaving and there are a few people that are staying in the season. I don't know if there's really any other memorable like things from the fragment. I mean, you just know that she is going to ask to hear for a divorce. So I guess like that's gonna be part of the threat. That he like gosh, I'm terrible with these names, but it's definitely going to be part of the threat. I'm also seeing some actresses and actors in the new season that are actually on other shows, and I'll definitely talk to you guys about that in another episode. But this is going to be super like interesting to see where this goes. Hopefully they make it out alive, but as you know, when it comes to these Turkish series, there's always something in the wrong. Like the people just can't live in peace unless it's like a comedy series. So tell me what your thoughts are about the new season. Do you like that it's gonna be a little more on the wealthier side of things? What are you thinking about this new nemesis that we're gonna have to see to hear face? And how do you think it's going to really impact the storyline between Farah and Tahir? Until next time, I hope you guys will subscribe, share this with others who love Turkish series, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening to this podcast. We hope you enjoy it. Feel free to subscribe to this podcast channel, and also feel free to subscribe to our YouTube channel where we post videos there. And if you'd like, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter where we post all our social media updates. Talk to you guys soon.